What's up, guys? Good, how y'all doing? Yeah, I mean, you know, we wanted to get the win, and that's all that matters. And we came up short today, and it started with me. Just had to play better, you know, put us in better situations, can't turn the ball over. And, you know, we'll work on those little things to make sure that we can continue to improve. Sorry about that, guys. It's my mother. She's really worried about me.
Speaking of that, how are you? I mean, it looked like you got took a big hit on the sideline one after that.
Yeah, guy kind of surprised me there on the sideline trying to get out of bounds. And, you know, it's just an unfortunate play. Just trying to, you know, fight for as many yards as we could, try to, you know, go score a touchdown, at least put us in a position to have a chance to win the game. And, you know, it hurt pretty bad, but felt like I could get back out there and finish the battle with my teammates out there on the field. Yeah, I mean, it all hurt. Yeah, it's just, like I said, he just surprised me there on the sideline. I was trying to get out of bounds, you know, the play happened, and you just got to move on from it, and you know, sprained shoulder, and just you know, monitor it and see how we do, how it goes.
How are you now? Can you move your left
arm? Yeah, I can move my left arm. It's just you know, I'm in pain, but I'll be okay. Just continue to monitor it. Yeah, like I said, I just you know, figured. We'll see more tomorrow, see how my shoulder's feeling, and just move on from there.
When you say you were surprised, is that why you didn't slide?
Yeah, just like I said, I was trying to get out of bounds, he kind of just surprised me there. You know, I feel like I've done a decent job of protecting myself, you know, recently, and wanted to continue that. But in the heat of that moment, he kind of just surprised me there.
Was it when you say surprised, do you think that was
Oh, I mean, I don't. I couldn't tell you. I'd have to watch the tape to see where it was and what happened. But you know, everyone's out there fighting for one cause, and that's to win. Their side's fighting to win. We're fighting to win. So I couldn't actually accurately project that.
Robert, how can these snaps fix?
We'll fix it. You know, we talked to Cam. You know, we're going to rely on Cam a lot this year. And he knows that. He's a big part of our offense. You know, him and myself touch the ball every single play. So we'll get it handled and get it fixed, and I know that he'll make sure that happens too.
Can you say the guy surprised you? Did you not see him there, or did you not expect him to make a hit?
No, I just was, like I said, I was just trying to get out of bounds, and he kind of flashed on me at the last second, and I tried to protect myself.
There were a number of drop passes early in the game, first quarter. You attribute that to jitter, first game jitter?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, just those things happen every now and then, and we just got to try to limit them. And, you know, I know those guys are out there fighting as hard as they possibly can. So, you know, the guys that did have that, we're relying on those guys to make big plays for us. And they're going to help our offense be really, really successful and help our team win games. So it's just something that we can't have happen. They know that. And we'll still keep going back to them and giving them opportunities to make plays.
What did you see on the pass to Hawkins in the end zone?
Which one? There's two of them.
Yeah,
you know, I left it long, and then that was all on me. Hawk ran a great route, and I just got to hit him on that. It's an opportunity to give us a touchdown, 7 points instead of three, and I just got to make that play.
Robert, after that pass that you were all the deep one, do you feel like they were trying to take away that option from you to make you think and dunk?
No, I think they mixed it up the entire game. They pressed, played off. You know, they had a good game plan. And we knew it. It's just a matter of us going out and executing the plays that we needed to execute. And like I said, it starts with me. I didn't do a good enough job helping us manage the game and get those completions.
I'm not sure how much you got the chance to watch him at all, but what do you think of Wentz if you did get to see him across
the league? Oh, man, I'm not watching him that much. But, you know, I'm happy for him and his family and his team. The Eagles did a great job. They won the game. I'm sure they're happy in their locker room, and we got to make sure we have that feeling next week. Yeah, it's just about winning each play and helping your team win. And, you know, that's what I try to go out there and do. And we didn't do that today. I didn't do that today. But, you know, you take it week by week. And next week we got Baltimore at home, and we have an opportunity to win a game. And that's all we're focused on now.
The game was kind of a close one. You had the three and then the safety and the touchdown. It just seemed like it kind of got away pretty quick. Is that the most maddening thing about it? It was the distance there for you.
Yeah, we had opportunities to win, and we were on the wrong side of the momentum, and we didn't do a good enough job. I didn't do a good enough job of helping us secure that momentum back. But you know, it's a funny game when you get out there, and it's just all about managing the situations. And I got to do a better job of that. No, we just can't hurt ourselves, and you know, I can't turn the ball over. You know, when we don't do that, we'll move the ball effectively. We'll be able to, you know, get the ball to our playmakers and run the ball effectively as well. So it's just about making sure we don't hurt ourselves with penalties and turnovers.
Jimmy, real quick, can you talk about the catches that Jarrell made and that Corey made and came back from an early drop? And then also, how important was it for you to get back in there? And I mean, you were really talking to the docs, and it seemed like they didn't really want to get back.
No, it's just, you know, I'm proud of the guys and how they fought. And, you know, even after they had a bad play, they came back and made a play to make up for it. So that shows you the grittiness that they have, that they're going to fight through anything. And then, you know, on the sideline, it was just more about, you know, wanting to go out there and finish the battle with my teammates. It didn't matter what the score on the scoreboard was. It was more about, you know, just that moment and that desire to finish the battle with your teammates out there on the field. No, I mean, we talked, and we came to a conclusion, and everybody was on board.
I know it didn't work out, but
two more we got to wrap.
The fake punt, do you like the coach that aggressive attitude that he had there?
Yeah, I mean, that's coach's decision. That's not, you don't ask me, hey, Rob, should we fake this punt here? So, you know, I'm on board with whatever coach decides, and, you know, we want to go for it. We're not trying to sit back and you know, just take anything. We're trying to go after wins and take W's. So we just got to do a better job, and I'll make sure that we make that happen.
On the interception, what would you have done differently?
You know, it was a good play by the linebacker. Obviously, I would not throw it. So, you know. Corey was coming open. He did a good job working his man, and it was just a good play by Hicks. A really good play by the linebacker.
Good.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.